Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting Iraqi security forces clashed with thousands of protesters in Baghdad's Green Zone. Several people were wounded when demonstrators defied heavily armed guards and concrete barriers and charged into the international zone. Security forces unloaded heavy machine gun fire, stun grenades, and tear gas as the crowd surged forward. Some of the protesters broke the security cordon and ran to Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi's office, but he was not there. Abadi imposed a curfew in the Iraqi capital, but it was lifted a few hours later. By evening, the protesters had cleared from the Green Zone compound. Many of the demonstrators were followers of Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. The cleric has demanded that Prime Minister Abadi end the political quota system that guarantees political parties' ministerial positions and replace the current government with technocrats. European Space Agency officials say that one of their satellites spotted an oil slick in the Mediterranean Sea Friday, near where an Egyptian airliner disappeared from radar. The ESA says the slick is about 40 kilometers southeast of Egypt Air Flight 804's last known position. Egypt said, meanwhile, it had found debris from the downed aircraft off its coast. Army Brigadier General Mohamed Samir said on his Facebook page that personal belongings of the passengers and parts of the plane were found floating in the water. The Airbus A320, with 66 passengers and crew aboard, crashed into the sea early Thursday morning on a flight from Paris to Cairo. The cause of the crash has not been determined. This is VOA News. The U.S. Defense Department is dismissing a Russian proposal to carry out joint airstrikes against al-Qaeda-linked terrorists in Syria. Russia's defense minister, Sergei Shoigu, floated the notion on Friday during a meeting that was broadcast on Russian state television. He said the strikes could begin as early as next week and would be coordinated with the government of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. At the Pentagon, spokesman Captain Jeff Davis told reporters Friday the United States does not collaborate or coordinate with the Russians on any operations in Syria. The U.S. suspended all military ties with Moscow following Russia's invasion of Ukraine and subsequent annexation of Crimea. The two countries are part of the multinational International Syria Support Group, which met earlier this week in Vienna. NATO foreign ministers agreed Friday to extend the alliance's key training and support mission in Afghanistan. NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg said that Afghan forces were doing well against Taliban rebels, benefiting from the current military training programs launched in 2015 after the alliance ended its direct combat role. Stoltenberg said he's confident that NATO's support for the Afghans will continue.
I'm confident that we will be able to announce at the Warsaw Summit firm commitments to continued funding for the Afghan forces throughout the year 2020.
After its longest military campaign ever, NATO has built up the Afghan army to 350,000 troops, but the Taliban remains a major threat. The leading U.S. gun lobbying group, the National Rifle Association, has endorsed Republican Donald Trump for president. The NRA opposes measures aimed at restricting gun ownership and is considered one of the most influential such lobbying groups in the United States. Trump centered many of his remarks in Kentucky Friday against Democratic frontrunner Hillary Clinton, claiming she wants to abolish the Constitution's Second Amendment, which gives citizens the right to bear arms.
Hillary Clinton wants to abolish the Second Amendment. Just remember that. We're not talking about change it. She wants to abolish the Second Amendment. So we're not going to let that happen. I can tell you that right now. We're going to preserve it. We're going to cherish it. We're going to take care of it. Okay?
Clinton has said that she supports the Second Amendment, but says more safety measures are needed to keep guns out of the wrong hands. And the White House was briefly put on lockdown after uniformed Secret Service officers shot and then arrested a man brandishing a gun near the building. President Obama was not at the White House at the time of the incident. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
VOA. Begin. broadcast. VOA 1. Let's keep it moving. Keep it moving. The best music. Now.
Teamed up with Apple Music to release every track from her Dangerous Woman album. It drops on Friday. Here's the title song on the hits, VOA 1.
Don't need permission, made my decision to test my limits. Cause it's my business, God is my witness, stop what I finished. Don't need no holder, taking control of this kind of moment. I'm locked and loaded, completely focused, my mind is open. That you got skin to skin on my neck. Don't you stop, boy. Something about you makes me feel like a dangerous woman. Something about you makes me wanna do things that I shouldn't. Something about I'm bulletproofing, know what I'm doing. The way we're moving, like introducing us to a new thing. I wanna save it for later. The taste of flavor, cause I'm a taker, cause I'm a giver. It's only nature, I live for danger. All that you got, skin to skin, oh my God, don't you stop.
scared. Justin Timberlake on the hits. That's his brand new song, Can't Stop the Feeling, from the upcoming movie Trolls. Justin co-wrote it with Max Martin. Max has written more number one hits than anyone else except Paul McCartney and John Lennon. Speaking of songwriters, Guy Clark died Tuesday at the age of 74 after battling a long illness. Born in Texas, he became one of Nashville's greatest songwriters. I mean, his songs were recorded by the likes of Johnny Cash, Kenny Chesney, Willie Nelson, and many others. And he also released 14 solo studio albums. Guy Clark won a 2014 Grammy Award for Best Folk Album. How about some Blink-182 as VOA1 continues?
Ride, best trip, always, I know.
music and more. VOA 1.
Let's start living dangerously. real life fantasy, in a real life fantasy. But you're moving so carefully, let's start living dangerously.
Ray McDonald with DNCE, and you can have your cake and eat it too when you listen to the hits on VOA1.